For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
It is time for us being those weekend golf guys, with me, John Ashton, in the studio, and he, Jeff Smith, America's top 100 golf instructors. He's a member of that fine community from Timbergate Golf Course up in Edinburgh, Indiana. What's going on?
Pretty lucky about that.
I mean, it's not luck, man. It's skill.
There's a lot of teachers out there with a lot of skill, right? I feel pretty fortunate to have been
recognized.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say that. Somebody saw what's going on, saw what I'm doing, and said, hey, you know, that's not bad.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Actually, was it they saw what you were doing, or they saw me and how my game improved and said, ooh, how'd that happen? Whoever taught you how to do that has to be pretty damn good, man.
Well, I can tell you that there were some people that I had on my resume, you know, when they ask you for, hey, what have you done? Who have you worked with? And how does all that work? How do you go about your business? And what are the results? I had to pick a few people, John, and I had to trim my list.
I understand, man.
And it's just one of those things. I had to pick some pretty high performers. At the time I wrote that, you were close in consideration.
Just didn't quite make the cut. Story of my life.
You know, you got beat out by a 14-year-old girl who beats the snot out of everybody. So you just get in line.
I know. Okay. Ava, who has been on our show, Ava Bunker. Yeah. She came in first again by, like, she set a course record or something.
Yeah. Yeah. 63, John. John, guess how many holes she played? All of them.
All of them. Wow.
All of them. 18. I know.
Wow.
It's crazy. Look, you shoot a 63 every time you go out and play.
Yeah, but I stop after 10. So you go.
I understand. Yeah. But the point is that you know that you could write down that same 63, but she played more holes than you normally do. So when you do that, you're like, wow, that's pretty strong work. But yeah, a 7 under par 63 in competition, mind you.
Not too shabby.
There was a bunch of girls playing in this tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is no pushover of a golf course, and they weren't playing from like 14 feet off the tee. This was go hit your driver, go hit your second shot. Go get it in the hole. This was a tough course to score on.
Yeah.
She just lit it up.
Cool beans.
I think she got a little wild hair going. She got a little creativity going. Yeah. She just said, hey, I'm going to go tear them up this week.
And I'm going to do it good too. Yeah. We're going to let you tear it up this week too. After you hear what we're talking about this week, it's a straighten it out.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're all looking to do. Straighten up, buddy. We'll be right back. We are those weekend golf guys. You know, by now you've probably heard all about cryptocurrencies. You might even already be investing in them. But did you know that you can invest in cryptocurrencies through your retirement account? That's right. With iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies from a crypto IRA and get all the same tax advantages as a traditional IRA. And unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use, and it takes only a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free, and iTrust has no account opening fees and no monthly fees. It's time to start taking control of your financial future. With iTrust Capital, you can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Sign up today and receive a $100 funding bonus when you open and fund an account. Visit iTrustCapital.com to start investing today. That's iTrustCapital.com. Taxes and conditions apply. Fees apply. Cryptocurrencies are a speculative investment with risk of loss. iTrust Capital, Inc. does not provide legal, investment, or tax advice. Consult with a qualified legal, investment, or tax professional.
It's game on at the French Lick Resort. You could play all day starting on their championship golf courses. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses are amongst the best in the Midwest. Play into the night at the French Lick Casino with slots, table games, and sportsbook. Did we mention free shuttle service and free customized planning? Visit FrenchLick.com and get started. Make your next golf and gaming trip count. FrenchLick.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or text INGAMB to 53342.
And we are back. Thanks for hanging. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He's going to prove to you in the next 40 minutes or so exactly why he is counted among America's top 100 golf instructors, because he's going to give you a better game verbally right now. It's
right
going to happen.
You mean I'm just going to beat them up and say, yeah, you are going to have a better game right
exactly
now.
Exactly. And if you can't play better, then don't play at all.
You don't have a choice here.
That's exactly the way it works. Right. That's what you told me, and it worked. I mean, you scared me, so.
Well, I mean, for good reason,
mm-hmm.
You know, for good reason. I know that I needed to kind of beat some sense into you on some things.
I played last Friday and I heard a word that actually was a phrase that's going to flabbergast you that I heard. Okay.
Okay.
I was playing with two guys I play with a lot. One was a 71-year-old guy who shoots his age on a regular basis. Okay. Which is pretty obnoxious, if you ask me. But and there was a fourth guy who I had never met before. I'd never played with him, never met him. And there was a par five. We're playing at Glen Oaks Country Club here in Louisville. I hit an amazing drive straight down the middle. I was 170 yards off the green. I hit an amazing shot to the green. I was right on the apron. I chipped it to within maybe 13 feet of the pin and sank the birdie putt.
Ooh.
And this was one of many putts that I had made that were quite, they weren't gimmies by any stretch of the imagination. And the phrase I heard that's going to flabbergast you was, man, you're putting on a putting clinic today, John. It's like, could I get that in writing, Chris, please? Because you just, you know, because nobody else I know is ever going to believe that. But
how about that?
It was just one of those days, man, when And it happens very seldom, but it happens. This is probably the fourth or fifth time in my life it's happened. But I was seeing the line. I mean, it looked like there was a visible trail from my ball to the hole, including break and all that kind of stuff. It was just like, oh, okay. Well, I can see where this is going to. I can see it.
So isn't that amazing what happens on that rare occasion,
mm-hmm,
when you can? All of a sudden your brain just gets that. Could you imagine, how is it that people can putt really well and read their greens really well when they don't see it?
That's what caddies are for, isn't it?
Well, you know, sometimes you got to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Because on that rare occasion that your eyes are actually telling you something and you can see it,
mm-hmm,
most of the time they're not doing that, are they?
No,
they're confusing you.
Yes, they are. Yes.
I have been in this conversation with you a handful of times. And now, oddly enough, you have opened the door yet
again.
Here
we are again.
Here we are again. This whole thing going, why is it that I cannot see it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be?
One wonders.
Because your eyes lie to you a lot?
No.
You don't think so? I think it could be. I really do. You know, your eyes are constantly lying to you. It tells you something is there and you can't tell how much. And sometimes, you know, people, I know you read with your eyes, John, because you haven't quite accepted the notion that there is another way, a better way.
Oh, I've accepted the notion. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
My feet don't work like that.
They don't,
I don't know why.
You couldn't walk up a hill and know that you're walking up a hill, huh?
Oh, I can walk up a hill and know I'm walking up a hill. I can't stand sideways on a slope of 1 or 2 degrees and feel it.
Because you haven't practiced it. Of course, that goes into that whole I don't practice anything thing. So I think that just falls into that gigantic bucket of I'm not going to practice it, so it ain't going to work out very well. I think that's where this is going.
You think so?
We all know it, folks. And matter of fact, every Randy that listens to this show knows exactly where this is going. It is not a surprise to any of those folks.
No, it's not.
So anyway, so we'll get to, I'll get past this in just a second, because I want to stay on it for just a second longer.
Okay.
The people that read with their eyes and they always get it wrong, especially the ones who get it wrong going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit a putt to the side of the hole where they think it's going to break toward the hole and it breaks away from the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, man, I just didn't see that. I just laugh at them. You know, I was playing golf with a bunch of clowns this weekend, this past few days in Las Vegas. And I was out there, you know, doing some teaching, doing some playing. And, you know, these guys are out there squatting behind it, covering their, shielding their eyes from the sun and all that stuff. I get it. They're all squatting down. And they tilt their head sideways and they're looking, they're squinting and they're doing these things. And then they miss the putt by like a foot. And it was only a 4-footer to begin with. Yeah. And they're like, dude, I saw it going the other way. Yeah. And the other guy goes, he confirms, he goes, yeah, so did I. Yeah. Now you got two guys that are just sitting there saying stuff because neither of them know how to read the green.
Yeah, but again, feeling with your feet and with clowns, man, those big shoes, they got to be tough to.
It is, right? So yeah. They just need a little bit more nerve endings in those big clown shoes that they got.
They do, yeah.
Because, you know, literally, John, if you just stood on the green in a couple of places, maybe three, mm-hmm. that are in the middle section of your putt, and you didn't look down, you would be able to feel whether the green tilts left or tilts right and a little bit of how much. Mm-hmm. You kind of go, ooh, that's only a little bit. All right. Well, then only play a little bit.
Right.
But if it's more than a little bit, then start playing more than a little bit of break.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you're going to use just generalities, then just at least get it right. Go feel something and go, wow, what is this? There's not much to it. Yeah. All right. I guess I won't aim too far out. But boy, what if there's a gigantic slope there? You know, like in the middle zone of your putt, you know, that mm-hmm. like that center third of the putt.
Right.
And there's a lot of action going on there. And you could tell, you could feel it. You know, it gives you an indicator.
Mm-hmm.
You better start doing that.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I don't pay nearly as much attention to the early part of a 10, 12 footer because the ball's rolling pretty quick across the green. You know, that hit it through the break kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's moving pretty quick. The break doesn't affect it very much because that whole gravity thing really works on slow moving objects.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha.
Not so much on fast moving objects.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool beans.
Oddly enough, that kind of goes toward body weight too with a lot of folks. Those people that do a lot of running, they're not all that big, are they?
No.
Gravity hadn't done much on them, have they? Sorry.
So we're back to don't trust your lion eyes on the green.
Don't trust those lion eyes. The Eagles song, man. Yeah. It's so appropriate.
So okay. So then seeing it. Is like you said, it's few, the episodes of seeing a putt are few and far between.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
And I guess if you see it and it works, then you can start trusting it. I mean, because I was the first thing, the first putt, I looked and I said, well, that's the way it should go. And it went that way. And I was like, oh, cool. So now,
here's a tough question for you, John.
Sure.
How do you get that to come back?
That's, you know, I was going to ask you the same thing, man. I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's like a complete crapshoot, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'd rather trust something I could figure out and test every day.
You trust your feet.
Yeah.
Feet don't fail me now.
Yeah. You know what? But those lion eyes, baby. You don't know what's coming or going. You don't know if it's telling you any bit of the truth at all.
No.
You got no clue. No clue whatsoever.
You don't. But that was just one of four.
And I know that you're used to that in that no clue whatsoever thing in that department.
Oh, yeah. I have. I play with no clue, man.
But, you know, people that have the golf stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. And they just don't know. There's so many people out there that, John, they just don't know. They don't have a clue about what's going on, but yet they're out there playing.
Yeah.
God love them.
You know, it's fun even if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. You know? Sure is.
More fun if you do know what you're doing, but you know, it's fun no matter what. So there you go. That's why we do it. We promised. I mean, we teased that. That's just a little thing. And he's talking about the aim point system for putting, right?
Of course,
man. Talking about
where you
feel the slope and the break and all that with your feet instead of getting confused by watching your eyes. Because so many times we have these optical delusions. Oh, what I call them, where you look and you say, oh, this is going to break to the left and it breaks to the right. And you go, how the hell did that happen? But it was just something you didn't see. So there you go. That is that. Now we are going to come back after a quick break and we're going to tell you how to keep it straight. Because keeping it straight or being able to bend it when you need to.
Yeah.
Ah, now there's the ticket.
Yeah.
You just hang out with us and you'll be able to do that. Probably by, I don't know, an hour from now. We are those weekend golf guys, and we suggest you hang out with us because we're not going anywhere. You shouldn't either.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Guard of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-672-6925. That's 800-672-6925. 800-672-6925.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-705-4051. That's 800-705-4051. Again, 800-705-4051.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we are back, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton in the studio. He is Jeff Smith. He's at the Golf Cave, Timbergate Golf Course, Edinburgh, Indiana, one of America's top 100 golf instructors. He's going to prove it to you now. And I'm not sure how. It's just following your instructions. And again, I kept hearing the phrase, man, you've got such a smooth swing. I was pasting the ball last round. Straight, far. In fact, there was one I debated whether or not I should hit my driver because the fairway took a 90-degree turn to the right at about 210 yards. And I said, I probably shouldn't use a driver because I'm going to be through the fairway. And I used the driver anyway. And guess what? I was through the fairway. So
it's kind of fun to actually knock it through the fairway every once in a while, isn't it?
It is, unless you embed it into a bunch of poison ivy. You know,
oh no,
and you don't have a club long enough to get it without actually stepping into stuff.
Do you have the rash to prove it?
I did. It's done. It's gone now. But yeah, I almost thought about just sacrificing that ball to the golf gods and moving on.
But you know, I understand that. Yeah. But most people, they look at that Titleist and they go, "Nope, that's $4.
I'm going." Pray for me. I'm heading in.
Going in.
But everything is going straight, man.
That's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
I don't consider it a problem actually anymore.
About time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I aim, I fire, and boom, there it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why am I doing that? How am I doing that? What did you do to me, man?
Well, look, you have listened to me now. Mm-hmm. I'm in your headphones a lot.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe you ought to keep those bad boys on when you play.
That's true.
Maybe put those earbuds in or something. Yeah. Yeah, try that. So here's a thought. When a ball flies straight, in a straight line kind of stuff, that means that the face of the club that just smashed into it was facing in the same direction it's traveling. Which right. We all understand is our ultimate goal. And everybody goes, well, of course, duh, that's it, right?
Right.
Guess what? When the ball starts curving, they don't think that it wasn't straight relative to where it was aiming. They don't go there. They go to golf swing stuff. Oh yeah, I got to do this in my swing to straighten this thing out.
Yeah, I'm coming from the inside. Are you sure? Coming over the top. I love that one too. I'm coming over the top.
How do you know?
Of course you are. What does that mean?
Well, the ball went left. Okay, what do you mean it went left? Did it curve left or did it fly in a straight line? It just went left. Oh, okay. So let's just go to good diagnostic skills for you, John, and for everybody listening, right? Good diagnostic skills on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the ball's flying in a straight line, you instantly know that the club face was facing the same direction that the club was traveling at the moment it struck the ball. There's a fact of physics that those two things lined up.
Right.
Okay. And when you see curvature, either way, the club face did not match its path. And if the ball curves right, like many people who are listening to this show right now, that means their club face is pointed to the right of wherever it was swinging to coming into this golf ball. Always. Yeah. Except, of course, if it hits a heel shot on a driver, but we'll negate that for a second. And we'll just say, look, if your face doesn't match your path, your ball is going to curve. So the best way to pay attention and fix that is to hold the thing out in front of you about chest high, stick your arms all the way out with the club in your hand.
Right.
And then ask yourself, at least, did I at least start with the thing straight or did I start with the thing crooked? Because if I started with the thing crooked, I got to do something in my swing to straighten it, which now begins to say, well, see, I did that in my golf swing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because you didn't want to fire it right through there when a thing's in some cockeyed position and the back of your mind, you're going, let's go straighten this thing out. Let's try this thing right here that I just did to straighten out the club face.
Because your brain kind of knows.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
You don't, but it's not a conscious thing on your part.
I know the subconscious thing is really smart. You know, like that second golfer, you go screw up a shot and then you throw another ball down.
It always seems to be much better.
You just get mad and you smack it and the thing goes perfect. And you're like, okay, the second golfer, he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
That guy behind me, that guy's all right.
Yeah.
So when you keep in mind the simple, simple, simple stuff, like let's clear your mind, let's straighten out the face, and let's just throw it in there at the golf ball. Right. I just oversimplified it, but man, it makes things so much easier. So you mean you're saying I don't have to do this and that and this wrist position and all this other hoo-ha up here at the top? I'm not talking about that. I won't put your hands on there better at the beginning. Check out the club face, and we might not ever have to go to that level of conversation.
Yeah.
Because then you get what you want.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that the pre-shot routine, which you have preached many occasions on the show, and I have.
I have, and I will some more.
And I have, followed with an evangelical zeal, too. That the checking of the club face, especially on iron shots out of the fairway, checking the club face to make sure that it is straight at address becomes part of the pre-shot routine, which one gives you more confidence that you are going to hit the ball straight and two lets you hit the ball straight.
Isn't that amazing how those two things just go together? It's kind of shocking, isn't it?
So you can actually aim. You don't have to do this. Well, I'm going to aim a little bit out to the right because I expect this to go to curve left a little bit.
It is so much fun to just let that happen and watch the amazement on people's faces when they go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't hit a ball that straight. I'm like, well, sure you do.
So you just mean did. I've been able to do this all this time?
Yeah. And the answer is, uh-huh. And they go, I feel so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sorry about that, but it's not intended to be that way. It's just intended to get the ball flight to go straight. But let's just say, John,
unless it's
me
and I say, I feel so stupid, at which point he says, as well, you should.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll fess up to that one. Right. Yes, you should, because you listen to this show every show.
I do. I pay attention.
Well, there's been a couple shows where you haven't been listening and I've been just doing the whole show. It's only been a couple times.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I'll go back and listen later.
Yeah. You know, as you've, you know, we've had these kind of conversations for many years now, decade of talking about, and I'll tell you, in this whole decade, John, you haven't aged a bit.
Isn't that strange?
I know. It's weird. It's almost like we're doing all these shows in 1 year where neither of us change any and we're just releasing them.
Yeah.
Every week for a decade.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, it seems like what it is.
It's actually, we have, both of us have a picture on the wall that's getting older. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right. But we also have one other thing too. We have a trophy.
We have a trophy. We have trophies.
Yeah. For having the second best golf podcast in the world.
Second best golf show in the world. That's right, baby. Indeed. You got it.
Yeah, we're not proud of that. No, not at all.
So,
talk about straightening out this curve.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's understand that it is about the relationship between the face and its path. So check how you're holding it for one, for sure, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then don't try to do crazy things to straighten out the club face during the golf swing. John, you know that a golf swing on the way back takes just a little less than a second to get it up to the top, and it takes a lot less than a second to get it down to the bottom. Yeah, about a quarter of a second to get it down to the ball. Do you have at all any idea how little time that is?
There's no time at all. You can't even think that fast.
No,
sorry.
You can blink.
Yeah.
Right, but you can't do much else.
Nope.
Right. So if you have this thought in your head, John, and I'm talking about the collective John now.
Right. I understand.
Not specifically you, John.
Right. Gotcha.
But if you wanted to take it a little bit more personally than the rest of them, I wouldn't really mind. Okay. Anyway, since you have virtually no time to do something on the downswing that your body's not predisposed to do, you might want to think a little bit more about specifics of your setup to make sure that you're able to flow and able to do things in a speedy manner and get the club down to the ball without having to do something to straighten out the face. Because the odds of that something happening on a regular basis is going to be pretty hard.
It is.
In a very short amount of time, that's going to be pretty darn hard.
Yeah, you need to make all of your adjustments.
You to not try to do that.
Yeah, you got to make all your adjustments prior to the swing.
Yeah.
That's the only place you have time to think about this stuff.
Yeah. Tough. This is a tough game. And when you're given that, you just put a clock on it. And I do this with a lot of my students. I'll show them the video of themselves swinging. And then what I'll do as part of the software that I've got is a clock on it, a little digital thing. And they see how long it took them to get all the way to the top. And they go, wow, that's less than a second. Mm. Like you said. And then they see it all the way down to the bottom, you know, halfway to the bottom. And they're like, oh, well, that's not very long time. And then the other half down to the ball. And they're like, oh my God, I don't have any time. This is happening so fast. I'm like, you're right. So these people who think, well, I can get away with that up at the top, my backswing, so I can save it at the bottom. That's, you know, when they tell me that, I always start to laugh. Like, really? You think you got that kind of time on your hands, huh? I'll bet not.
Bet not.
You don't have that kind of time.
You know, we've been talking rather generically. But let's when we come back, attack this scenario. The dude who consistently sits on the tee, aims, checks his position, ball position, all that kind of stuff, thinks it's going right. Or thinks it's going well, correct, and then rears back, takes his swing, hits a ball, it starts where it's supposed to be, and then nice, after about 50 yards out in the middle of still gaining altitude, it curves to the right and disappears over the horizon. We've got...
Well, you paint a very beautiful picture, don't you?
We've got slicers that need now to figure out specifically what they got to do. And we will attack that as soon as we come right back. Stick with us. We are those Weekend Golf Guys.
You know, the golf season's rolling along and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting operator of the PGA Tour, has a gimme for new customers. You place any golf bet of at least $5 and you get $100 in free bets no matter what. You can bet a golfer to win, bet single round matchups, and so much more. As long as you throw down $5, you'll get $100 in free bets. Now, if Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on the PGA Tour action. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings daily fantasy golf contests. Draft your lineup of six golfers and compete for over $1 million in prizes each week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WEEKEND to place a golf bet of at least $5 and get $100 in free bets, no matter the outcome. That's promo code WEEKEND at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. 21 and over, restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we are back, those weekend golf guys, and you slice the ball. Tisk, tisk, tisk. That's the problem that probably, 98.32% of golfers have, especially when they start playing the game.
Until they find somebody who can make them stop doing that.
Yep.
Right?
So
it happens a lot.
They found somebody. They found Jeff. How can you fix them?
There's a handful of ways that I look for.
Okay.
Right? We know what did happen, right? Let's talk about it in terms of golfers' terms are slice. And then I start to ask specific questions. And after they get a little bit annoyed with me, they now understand why I ask it the way I asked.
Okay.
And our first question I ask is there a pattern to where the ball starts? And they'll go, come on, man, it's slicing. I stopped to fix the slice. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's the face is pointed right at the path. But what I want to find out is where the heck the face really is, because if it's a ball of slices that starts right and curves right, that's different than a ball that starts center and curves right, and very different from a ball that starts left and curves right. Mm-hmm. That's three different face positions, yet they all curve right. So it tells me about the dramatic nature of how out to in across the body line their golf swing is, right? So I learned that. I ask questions and somebody says, can't you just tell me the quick way to fix a slice? Why do you have to always get into the weeds? So because there's a real way to fix it for you. Mm-hmm. So let's say that it's a shockingly across the body and across the target line swing, because the ball starts just left of target, which means the face was facing just left of target. And that means they were swinging egregiously badly across the back of the golf ball from out to in, right? Okay. And then it would curve a lot. If I just went after the swing path alone as step one and I fixed that path, and I made that swing direction go more the other way, have I solved the problem or have I just shifted the problem over?
And so what happens with the ball, I guess.
Right. But when you take a look at that, if you say, okay, I got two fingers here. One of these fingers is the path and the other one's the face. And you can see that they're different.
Mm-hmm.
If I just shifted the path, I've shifted the face angle as well.
Yeah. They're still different.
They're still different. Mm-hmm. So all I've done is shift the problem.
Right.
This is why people who try to just change the swing direction, because golfers, as you know, they hit slices, they watch it curve to the right. So what do? They aim further left.
Mm-hmm.
They shift their whole body further left and they swing farther left because they think swing direction equals I'm going to hit it straighter.
Right.
But really, it's the difference between the two that makes it. So if I just shifted the swing direction, the path, the face position would go further right, and then it would be a start right, curve right, and that's just worse. What they don't do is do something to straighten out the face that matches its path or gets it awful close to it. So even if I have a left swing, I get the face a little bit further left. Next thing you know, it's not curving as much.
Gotcha.
And then you get more of a straight line left shot. And everybody goes, well, I hate that one too. Like, well, okay, it's a two-step process. We're going to match the face to its path first to get you going a little bit more linear left. And then we're going to straighten out which direction you swing it.
Okay.
But if you started with the wrong one and started to swing the direction first, we have not solved anything because the face to path relationship was still way too far apart. So the guy that stands on the tee and hits a slice, the first thing I'm going to do is figure out which kind of slice it really is. Is it a start right, curve right? In which case, if it's a start right, curve right, then the face is just open. So then I'll match the face to its path and not have to talk about path because the path's probably pretty darn close to center. And they'll think I'm a genius because all I talked about was one thing. But if it's a start center, curve right, if I fix the face, I might have to fix a little bit of the path. But if it's a start if it starts left and then swing and goes further right, that's a big time path across the body. And I'll have to fix the face and the path in for sure ways. So it's pretty interesting how that's got to go.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
So there's in that general question that everybody wants to know is how do you fix a slice? The answer is you take away the curveball and then go fix where you want the straight one to go. That's the way you got to handle. That's the way you got to handle it.
Cool.
So yeah, okay. That's the thing. Everybody wants to know that. Here's what they don't ever ask you until they become a better player. Hey, what if I want to start curving it on command? And I'll say, okay, now what do we do? The same function in the movement, and we just change a few angles. For example, let's say that I wanted to curve the ball a little left. Okay, so if I curve the ball a little left, the face has to be left of the path.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so if the face is a little left of the path, but I want the ball to start out to the right, so it curves back to the left and finishes on target, that means the path has to go way to the right. So that means I shift the whole body to the right, make the swing out to the right, and let the face just be ever so slightly closed, and the ball curves back to the target. And they look at me like, how'd you do that? It's just angles.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is just a swing. My job is to set up a couple angles, let you understand what's going on, and be done. Next thing you know, it happens. And you go, huh, didn't see that one coming. And you can curve it on purpose. Because people ask that. They want to know, hey, why is it that I can't just hit a ball dead straight? Like, well, the odds of us delivering a face exactly where the path is on a regular basis is pretty high. It's pretty tough odds. That's not going to happen.
Gotcha.
Because we're human, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
It's you know, that's just how it is. So as we think about when golfers say, I want to stop curving it, and the answer is, well, we got to get the face to match its path. And then the golfers turn around a little later and say, how do I hit the curveball that works?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, well, we got to get the face a little bit further away from the path, but then we got to figure out which way the path has to go as a result. What kind of shot do you hit?
Yeah. And times, the thing of it is it's opposite to what you would think it would be.
Yeah. Because a lot of people think swing direction equals start direction.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get into the debate of how much on a percentage basis the face matters versus the path matters on start. But let's just say that it's an overwhelmingly, shockingly high number that the face is way more influential than the path.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it in the upper 90% kind of thing. In terms of responsibility, let's just put it there and let your brain go with that.
Okay.
All right. Cause I don't want to confuse the math. I don't want to confuse everybody.
Plus we always promise there'll be no math. So
there is no math.
Yeah.
Right. The show is not about math, and the show is not about sorcery, and the show is not about PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour. Unless of course we like a couple players, right?
Yeah. We'll talk a few.
Yeah.
Talk a few.
We'll talk to a few and we like them. And there's other things, you know, there's one of them out there. It's a really cool name and, you know, and his name is getting, you know, cleared these days.
So mm-hmm.
We might bring him up again.
We might. You know, one of the things we're going to do, and I haven't yet figured out how we're going to do it, but we are going to do it. We are going to give away a year's supply of golf balls to somebody. Now, I understand that a year's supply would vary numerically from player to player.
Yeah.
You know,
I might use like 10.
I might need a lot more balls to get through a year than would Jeff. But what we are going to give you basically is a dozen.
Ooh. Okay.
So I'm going to give you 144 golf balls, but a dozen a month. We're just going to give them to you all at a time, one at a time. No, we're going to give them to you all at once.
Say the freight on that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ship a guy a ball a week or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't think so.
We'll just put it in an envelope and mail it to you.
Irritating, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would.
How about the mailman on that guy? What if a dude lived in an apartment? Right? He's got this little slot. Mailman gets mad every time he's got to cram a golf ball into it.
What we're going to do is, I don't know if you remember the situation, but a couple of years ago on the first tee at the Masters, Gary Player's son opened up a sleeve of golf balls.
Yeah, I remember.
And everybody got upset because it was like one of his sponsors. It's the ball that Gary Player
for
uses.
For a promotional reason.
Yeah, right? it's the Encore Vero X 1 golf ball. Mm-hmm. And it has tested to be as good as, if not better than in some categories, Pro V1s. It is a premium golf ball. They're going to cost you like $44 a dozen if you want to go buy them. But if you hang out with us and you jump through a few hoops with us, we'll make sure that you can maybe have a chance to win 12 dozen of them. A gross of golf balls should be enough to get you through 12 dozen golf balls, and a little advice from Jeff would be enough to get you through an entire year.
And it better
some.
Be.
And then some.
12 dozen, that's 144 ball.
That's 144, yeah.
There will even be no math on this show, and I even just did
if,
math.
You know, if you played once a week, and even if you lost a sleeve for every round, you played once a week, that's still enough to get through a year. You know, and if you play more often than once a week.
Balls every round, you don't need free golf balls, dude. You need me.
You need lessons. Exactly. Exactly. So
you need this episode of the show right now today.
Yeah.
If you're hearing if you're hearing this little bit about free golf balls, you have heard the little bit about how to not lose them.
Yep.
First
club face swing path. Keep those all the time. Keep those in mind and the relationship thereof or thereto.
Keep them tight, baby.
Yeah, bud. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do. We will next week we will have the complete details worked out on exactly how you can go about entering to win a dozen of the Vero X1s from Encore Golf. Check them out. Go online, Encore, Encore.com. Check them out. They're good. I play them. And they're nice. Jeff would play them, but he's contractually obligated to play something else. So there you go.
I am. That is true. Yeah. And I will honor that contract because that's I've had this agreement with them for I don't know, pretty much my entire professional career since 1992.
And Jeff is an honorable man. So there you go.
So and they give me balls.
That's how it works. Yeah. Yes, indeed. All right. So basically just real quick. I know we've gone over it, but let's just do it again. Real quick synopsis. You're on the tee and you consistently are hitting your ball. It's curving. It's starting out straight and curving to the right.
Yeah. So the swing path is going across the golf ball.
Okay.
And if you're on the golf course, not in a golf lesson,
right?
If you're on the golf course and you have to stop that problem right away, the first thing I want you to do is take your lead hand, your left hand, and turn it over so that you can see at least two knuckles on the top, put the thumb on the side.
Okay.
And then I want you to put the left foot, and we're talking about right-handed golfers now because that's the majority of us, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're going to put your right foot back and your left foot forward, meaning left foot is closer to the target line and your right foot is farther from it. But do it an equal amount so that you're in balance.
Okay.
And then you're going to get the club further behind you away from the target line, you know, on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hit it from that position. So okay. We've altered your stance to aim you further to the right with the legs. And we've taken your lead hand and we've turned it over to, you can see at least two knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the back of the hand is about a 45 degree angle across the center of the club face.
Okay.
So if the club face was straight up and down and you just picked up your lead hand, it would be on about a 45 angle from the low left to high right that would bisect that face going on that angle. And you would be delivering it there a whole lot better almost every time.
Gotcha.
That's what I would do if you're on the golf course and needing to hit a ball that does not curve right on you. I would do that.
Hope you were writing that down because the next time it happens, you're going to go, what did Jeff say?
Or they could just record the show. You know,
you could do, you know, we record it for you.
I know. It's really cool.
You know, plug it in. Hit replay. That's all you need to do.
Hit replay.
You
know,
you get your phone with you on the golf course anyhow. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So how easy is it to fix that slice? I mean, piece of cake.
I get paid every day for people to take away their curveball and stop them slicing. People do that for me every day. It's like the biggest thing that people come to me for is to fix their contact, their ball and their ball flight. And once I do that, now all of a sudden it's off to the races on making them a great player.
Yeah. And they, but start
the reason
playing
they show up is because they think I got some magic.
Yeah. Well, he does actually, but that's, you know, what can we say? We've got more. Hang out. We'll be right back. We're all those weekend golf guys.
We'll be right back.
got to admit, coffee drinkers are getting kind of particular. In fact, many of us have been called coffee snobs, especially the ones who say, you know, the stuff we buy in the grocery store, we can't tell how long it's been there. It may even be stale. For maximum flavor, I want my beans roasted immediately before I drink them. And that happens with T-Box Coffee. T-Box is a roast-to-order coffee company, which means they don't roast your beans until you order them. They have 8 different roasts, so no matter what kind of coffee you like, T-Box Coffee's got a coffee for you. And every time you buy from T-Box, you can earn points that can be redeemed for rewards like free coffee, maybe a discount on some exclusive merch, or even gift card giveaways to your favorite golf store. If you use the code WEEKEND, you will receive 20% off your first order. And then if you sign up for a subscription after you try out T-Box, you can keep that 20% off discount, and the subscription can be changed. It can be canceled at any time. You choose the coffee you want and the frequency in which you want it delivered. It's all that simple. Use code WEEKEND to receive 20% off your entire first order. T-Box Coffee, a premium coffee for golfers.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text.
Text SPARK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 321-321. That's SPARK to 321-321.
And we are back, those weekend golf guys. So what are you going to do now? During the break, I imagine you were making a tee time for tomorrow and calling that guy that always wants to play you for money.
Yeah.
But you never do because you've got that slicing problem. But now that you know how to fix it, you're going to go out there and you're going to wow and amaze that dude and take as much money from him as you can before he realizes that you play better now and he's not going to bet money with you ever again. So get him while you can, man.
Yeah, that's right. Set him up, though. Make sure you set him up. You know, hit a couple of slices early and let and jack the bet up. And then all of a sudden straighten that thing out and beat his brains in.
Yeah. You know what else would be great is now that you know why you slice and how you slice and what you can do to not only stop the slice, but to bring it back when necessary is when you get to one of those dogleg right holes, just hit a slice on purpose and put that
blow their mind away.
Put that ball in the middle of the fairway beyond the curve.
And they just look at you like, what just happened here?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who are you?
And then you just smirk. You put the driver head back, club head back on the driver, shove it in the bag, and move on down the fairway.
You know what's the best part? When you hit the tee shot and the ball hasn't even reached the apex of its flight yet, and you bend down and you pick up the tee and you walk off the tee box and you don't even look.
You don't need to look. You know where it's going to land.
They
you
just
know.
See that and they just go crazy.
Yeah, like, that's all it takes. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful things. We've got a dozen balls, 12 dozen golf balls we're going to be giving away. You can check out the website. We'll have the information up there, thoseweekendgolfguys.com. We'll put some posts up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/golfguys. You can join the group, the League of Extraordinarily Average Golfers. That's a bunch of cool people hanging out there. And you can also follow us on Instagram. I am John.TheGolfGuy. He is...
Me?
Yeah.
Jeff at Jeff Smith Golf Instruction. On Instagram, I am Jeff Smith Golf Instruction.
There you go.
That is me, baby.
All righty, guys. So now you know how to not slice and to, you know, pull it out the bag when you need it.
Yeah.
And you have now just become a much lower handicap golfer. And it's thanks to us. You don't have to thank us. Just listen. You can catch us every week right here. You miss the show, go to thoseweekendgolfguys.com. We have everything archived there.
I have no idea why anybody would miss this show.
I can't either. I can't think of it either.
Come on.
Sometimes
at least you gave it out.
You know, you may oversleep. We forgive you.
Okay.
Go out and play some golf.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.